now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, we're turning into that time of year where we're going to have a series of votes to come. And over the next couple of weeks or so here on Swiss Up, we'll be looking at the issues that people will be asked their opinions on. This is all going to go on the 18th of June. And voters are once more called to express their opinion on several federal, cantonal and municipal issues. So today on Swiss Up and the next, as we usually do, we'll go through the main topics that will be voted on. Starting today, we'll take a look at the vote on the climate law and the one concerning COVID law. So let's look at that climate law first. Dario, what's that all about?
Well, the aim of it is simple. The law on climate and innovation, as it is officially called, should give Switzerland the legal framework to gradually reduce the country's dependence on oil and gas and increase production and use of renewable energies in such a way that by the year 2050, the country is completely carbon neutral.
Okay, so how will this law help in that then?
Well, for example, by providing a legal base for financial incentives for people who replace their gas or oil heating systems with more sustainable ones, such as thermal pumps or heating systems that use wood pellets, or by introducing fiscal benefits for companies that invest in energy-saving technologies or CO2 capturing facilities. The law actually doesn't include any bans or additional taxes and only financial and fiscal incentives.
So as we would say, only carrots and no sticks.
Exactly. Only right. Carrots, no sticks.
Okay, well, that's interesting. However, even that, though, is making some people unhappy.
Yes, indeed. The compromise that satisfies all other major parties in Parliament did not convince the Swiss People's Party, which has launched the referendum against this law. They fear that as the country starts turning its back on fossil fuel and gas, energy costs for consumers and companies could increase, and that Switzerland might even experience power shortages in the future, as electricity production might not be able to keep up with the increased electricity demand, as, for example, people will use much more electronic vehicles.
Right. However, the people aren't convinced by this because the polls suggest that they like it.
Yes, the latest polls show that 72% of the voters are in favor or likely in favor of that climate law. But the Swiss People's Party, as I said, is campaigning hard against it. So the yes camp is losing momentum. If you live in Switzerland, you have probably received in your letterbox, regardless whether or not you're voting or not in Switzerland, a pamphlet that is produced and delivered, or maybe not delivered, but sent to be delivered by the Swiss People's Party, which is full of their argument. The UDC, Swiss People's Party, they have the secret to these kind of pamphlets that they send out to the entire country. And of course, also, they kind of like this position of everybody else against them. So we're once again in this constellation, this very particular political constellation within Switzerland. But still, it's just the UDC against everybody else, and already people are likely more in favor of the law. So this could actually have a good chance of passing.
Okay, yes, I'd put my money on this passing through. Also, though, there's another national vote, this time COVID law. Now, why do we need a vote on the COVID law?
Yes, this seems to be a little weird. Of course, for most of us, COVID is far behind us. But in theory, a new variant could, of course, make an appearance, in which case the government would have to be able to react quickly to reinstall safety measures, reactivate the COVID certificate app, for example, if all of a sudden another country decides that this would be necessary again to travel to their lands, such things. That's why parts of the COVID-19 law that already exists, so this is not a new law, there's nothing new about it, but what we're voting on is really an extension of the existing law until 2024, an extension that the parliament has actually waved through, and it's about this extension that people are now called to vote.
Okay, so that's there was a referendum on that.
Exactly, exactly. For the referendum committee, composed of several anti-government and anti-COVID measures associations that were formed during the height of the pandemic and the height also of the intensity of the safety measures, the COVID law is now more than ever useless and even harmful.
Okay, now it is true, of course, there's currently no more COVID restrictions in place, so it may be useless, but why does the referendum committee find prolonging the law harmful?
Well, one of the law's provisions, for example, concerns the possibility to import and distribute drugs against COVID, even if they are not yet approved, a measure the government and the parliament agrees could save lives in some rare cases where a person gets really very, very ill and there could be some drug that is approved in other countries but not in Switzerland yet that could then be useful for that particular person. This is not about something that would be, I don't know, distributed very widely. Those are very specific cases. The referendum committee also argues that such an emergency law should not be extended beyond the actual state of emergency, that a no to this extension would be an important contribution to a reconciliation of society after the divisive times of the pandemic and the re-establishment of direct democracy. Although it has to be said, the Swiss population approved this COVID law twice before in previous votes, and largely so.
Right. I, if I remember the role of that law exactly, was the fact that, well, you say it's, let's say, unauthorised drugs could be used. It's unauthorised by the Swiss regulators. Perhaps, you know, the EU or the US have said this drug is fine.
Exactly.
And Switzerland says, OK, then, you know, the US and the EU say it's OK. So we can use it. We won't have to wait for Swiss Medic to say it's OK.
Exactly.
Right. OK.
But again, just as a quick reminder, these are all things that have already existed.
Right.
So all we're voting on is this idea or the agreement that the government and the parliament had that, okay, let's just to be sure on the safe side here, let's extend this all to 2024 so that if and obviously we all hope this won't happen, but if there is a new variant of COVID making an appearance, this is already in place and you can react quickly and you don't have to reinvent the wheel that is already invented with this law. So
right.
This is nothing new under the sun here. It's just an extension of this law that gives the legal framework to the government to act in case of
that. Okay, and of course this referendum is only calling for it to be extended for another year anyway, and then of course we might be having this discussion again exactly the same time this time next year about it.
Maybe, but if there's no appearance and nobody thinks that COVID will be back in a major way, or dangerous variants of COVID, of course, then it will be scrapped.
It'll just fall away. Okay, yeah. Right. So having a look at this one, though, what do the polls say for the COVID law?
Well, according to those, 68% of the voters are favourable to extend the COVID law until 2024. It wouldn't surprise me at all if it passed. As I mentioned before, that law was already waved through by a large part of the voters in two previous instances. And I think it's very likely the same thing is going to happen this time around again.
Okay, yes, it probably will pass. And I'm sure, as I just mentioned as well, because it's only for another year, I think many people say, yeah, okay, for another year, we'll let this let this go through. Okay, right, Dario, there you go. Thank you for what you need. And just to remind you, those votes will be on June 18th. That was Dario there with Swiss Up. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can always go to our website, of course, which is worldradio.ch/Swiss Up. And over the next couple of editions of Swiss Up, we'll be taking a look at the other votes coming up at the same time.